say an old man.
He's queer, oh, he's just odd or queer.
Does strange things and...
Okay, he's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Half crazy, maybe he's got like half nutty.
I call it good-natured myself.
Yeah, good-natured.
How about someone who is easily offended? What would you say
about
that?
Oh, well, let's see how it is.
He's half nutty too, huh?
Cranky, I guess.
And you might say this, no.
No, it doesn't make a difference. He doesn't know about it.
Yeah, you might say he's easily offended. Be careful, or he'll
get mad.
If what would you say to an excited mother in an emergency?
Hi there.
If there was an emergency that you knew you could handle and there was a mother there with her child and she was very excited, what would you say to her?
Well, I'd just say, don't worry. I can take care of it. I can fix it.
And after you work all day, probably you'll come home, and if you stretch out, you'll say you're...
Lying down, rest.
And you do that because you're...
Tired.
Uh-huh. And if you're extremely tired, you say you're...
I'm sure tired. I'm very tired. All tired.
Is that what you normally say?
Yeah.
I just said good night.
I see. I guess I'm awful tired, probably what I'd say.
Well, how about worn out?
Well, I might say that too, worn out.
Tuckered out.
I would say tuckered out. I don't know. I'd say I'm worn out.
Uh-huh. This is a hard one to get, so I may sort of stagger around here a bit. If someone is in the hospital, let's say he has a disease, and someone says, "What's the matter with him?" You say, "Well, he's
sick."
And they said, "What happened to him?" You say, "He
got hurt or he..."
Well, he has a disease.
Oh.
They say, "What happened to him?" You say,
"He got pneumonia."
Well, we don't know what disease it is. See, I told you this would be hard to get. He's just ill, and they're running blood tests on him and all that stuff, and someone says, "What happened to him?" You say,
He got hurt, I guess.
I have trouble with this. I can't find out if people say he got sick or he took sick or he...
Say,
he just what?
He got sick. No, I never say he took sick. I say he got sick.
Mm-hmm. And if you see someone with red eyes and sniffling, it's in the winter, and he blows his nose all the time.
Had a bad cold.
Say, "I see that you have..."
Had a bad cold.
And what would you say? He caught a cold? He took a cold?
Yeah, he caught a cold. Caught a cold.
It's like, got sick.
Yeah.
And when your voice goes all the way and it's kind of husky, you say you're...
Hoarse.
Uh-huh. And if someone goes, you say he has a...
Cough.
Uh-huh. If you put some medicine in a glass and gave it to a person and said, "Here now, take this," and then left the room and came back, you saw that medicine was in the glass still, you'd say, "Ah, I see that you haven't..."
They haven't took it.
And let's see, if children are making a lot of noise,
they're noisy,
and you want the noise to stop, you'd say to the children,
"Be quiet."
Someone who's lost his hearing is
deaf.
And if someone who's been working out in the sun and you see his shirt is all
sunburned.
Well.